Sponsored by the City of Pensacola, Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce, and the Office of Supplier Diversity in Tallahassee, the exchange drew more than 180 attendees from 14 counties in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. The Floridians represented Escambia, Okaloosa, and Leon counties.
The Pensacola Supplier Diversity Exchange is really an opportunity to get together in local communities and areas and work with businesses to understand better ways that they can do business with local, county, state agencies and get business done for those minority businesses.
Brian Wire is president of the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce. The exchange was held at Corinne Jones Resource Center and featured panel discussions, a small business spotlight, networking, and one-on-one interviews.
We had 59 different state and local reps there. Over 75 different small businesses were a part of this. People came in from Miami, from Atlanta. So it really wasn't just for our local area. It was anyone around the state that knew about this event and wanted to be part of it.
One of the built-in obstacles for minority-owned small businesses is what Wire calls a lack of generational knowledge.
A lot of the minority businesses, this is their first time being involved in business. They don't have the experience of having maybe family members or having mentors in place to help get those skills, to get them through the challenges that they have. They have the passion, they have the excitement, they have the grit to do the work, but there's not some of the experience and mentoring to make it happen.
Among the main speakers was Baptist Healthcare CEO Mark Faulkner, along with speakers from Innisfree Hotels and the University of West Florida. Leading off the panel discussions were experts in state and local governments. Panel number two featured experts from the Small Business Development Center, Small Business Administration, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the U.S. Air Force.
Oftentimes when you reach somebody at a level that's just starting out or somebody entry level, these were the leaders of those entire departments that were in control of those areas to provide that high level answer for you and then provide you contacts to reach out to resolve issues in those areas.
One reviewer commented that taking part in the workshop opened up opportunities they did not know existed. Wire says that's the bottom line and that other attendees were equally surprised.
It's so revealing when you find out new information. The fact that if you work with the county and you're a barber, you can get a contract to cut hair at the jail. If you're an auctioneer, they have needs for auctioneers in the counties, and you can find all your different ways that you do business, there's somebody out there to need those services. And this helps connect those two pieces together.
One key to getting out the word or receiving it is networking. The workshop provided some lessons on letting everyone know you're out there and vice versa.
Yeah, I made numerous jokes throughout the day that when I saw people networking, they were like, business cards were flying in the air, there were smiles going on, there was handshakes. So it was really nice to see the networking take place. That's the best way I can tell businesses to go out there and find out what's happening, what your competition is doing, what your mentors are doing. And people are more than happy to share their stories to help you out along the way.
The excitement this year surpassed that of last year's events, says Wire. Case in point, this year's first appearance by officials from the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, which inspired one group that helps female veterans.
And the HER Foundation came and visited them for the one-on-one exchange, and they made an agreement where they're going to possibly throw out the first pitch for a baseball game and sponsor them for a night and maybe even sing the national anthem. People left the room just thrilled. Even when the event ended, they wanted to stay around for longer and talk outside and spend time meeting other people and just being fired up about what they can do in the future.
Looking ahead to next year's session, one goal is getting more businesses to the event, especially those on the grassroots level that haven't attended before. Wire says when working with the various groups, he learns new things on a daily basis.
Mark Faulkner did a wonderful job explaining Baptist Hospital's huge project of $600 million and what the impact's going to be in our community, how he's working with different groups to align with getting these businesses locally to work with that. It's just a wonderful time to hear information that's new and exciting and being able to share that with others.
One of Brian Wire's goals for the 2021 workshop is to have at least 200 participants. If the attendees this year take away one thing, he hopes they realize there are people behind the processes.
You can go online and pull the information up. You can fill forms out. But I really saw the fact that people were there behind it. They say, if you have a problem, you have an issue, contact me. Here's my card. Here's my cell number. Everything isn't set in stone. Some things you really can work with by having networking in place and building those great relationships.
Meanwhile, the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber will conduct a number of smaller workshops later this year called How Do You Work With Your Local Government? With the City of Pensacola, Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, and the Escambia School District among those taking part. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.